Because at the end of the day, when you're creating a new company or a new business, you're often in competition with other businesses, right? For the market share. And so therefore, it's like you're going to war for that market share. What's going on, everyone? Welcome on over to today's video. Samir Shabane here, founder of the Ecom Incubator, where we help people start and scale their e-commerce businesses in order to live life on their own terms. Now, in today's video, we're going to be discussing the differences and similarities between strategy and tactics. If you have been an entrepreneur for a while now, or maybe you're just getting started on your entrepreneurial journey, you probably hear the term strategy and tactic being thrown around a lot. Different content, different training, different blogs, but yet you still don't know the difference. Maybe which one is more important, which one you need to put more energy and attention towards. So this video right here will give you all the clarity that you need in order to be able to distinguish between the two. All right. Now, the first thing I want to do here is start it off with a quote from Sun Tzu. All right. Sun Tzu is a Chinese general who's also the author of this great book right here called The Art of War. And The Art of War has often been, till this day, it is still a staple to a lot of new employees in the top Fortune 500 companies. All right. They often get it as part of their onboarding documents. They're required to read it. And the reason being is because a lot of great CEOs run their companies like armies, all right? Like they are going to war. Because at the end of the day, when you're creating a new company or a new business, you're often in competition with other businesses, right? For the market share. And so therefore, it's like you're going to war for that market share, all right? Now, we just wrapped up a two-day e-commerce workshop, one in Los Angeles, where we were fortunate enough to have some friends and some mentors come by, like Dan Fleischman, one of the youngest entrepreneurs to ever take a company public at the age of 23, as well as Mark Brazil, the founder of the leading canvas art company, as well as Van Dennett, often known as the Google God. Then we had one in New York City as well, 2 days full packed with value, all right? And we usually split it into two different segments, right? One is all focused on the strategy of how to build an e-commerce business. And then we dive into the tactics of what it takes, or the different tactics that are working today in order to be able to achieve that strategy, all right? So that's how we run these e-commerce workshops. And honestly, the reason why I wanted to record this video here is because it's very important to know the difference between the two and prioritize them based upon their level of significance, all right? And so make sure you stick around, all right, all the way to the end of this video. But the first quote by Sun Tzu goes, "Strategy without tactics is the slowest route to victory. Okay, tactics without strategy is the noise before defeat." So right off the bat, in The Art of War, we get clarity from Sun Tzu that strategy without tactics is possible. It is possible to achieve victory without tactics and just a strategy, but it's going to be a very, very slow victory. All right. Now, I'm not sure about you, but I would prefer not to go the slow route with only a strategy, but also with tactics. But Sun Tzu goes on to clarify and says, tactics without strategy is the noise before defeat. So it is not possible to achieve victory without strategy and only tactics, all right? Sun Tzu calls it just noise, all right? Tactics is without strategy is just a bunch of noise before defeat. Now, the second quote by Sun Tzu goes, "All the men can see the tactics I use to conquer, but what none can see is the strategy out of which great victory is evolved." All right. So in this quote, we get the very, very clear black and white picture of, you know, the idea that tactics are visible to the naked eye. Okay. So other people, your competitors, can see your tactics, all right, that you're deploying, whether it be different Facebook ads, Google ads that you're launching out. People can see it, right? They can see your tactics. They can feel it. They can touch it. And they can even smell it sometimes. But at the end of the day, all right, your strategy is what not a lot of people can compete. So, or can copy. So how do you create a great strategy? All right, well, unfortunately, in the day and age that we live in today, a lot of people start off their businesses for the simple strategy of making more money and being able to become more popular and famous, all right? So their North Star, as that you can call it, for the reason or for the existence of their company or their business is literally just to, quote unquote, make more money for themselves and become more popular, right? Get more likes and Instagram comments and stuff like that, all right, followers. And so therefore their tactics, all right, are gonna be very, very geared towards achieving that end purpose, all right? But the reality is that the greatest companies in existence, their strategy is all around the customer. It's based upon the customer, all right? How to make the customer happier or more satisfied in terms of the products and services that they're buying, all right? As opposed to the other competitors that they're dealing with now. I'll give you a great strategy, another example of a great strategy. So we're actually having another e-commerce workshop at the end of August or beginning of September based on e-commerce agencies, all right? So it's gonna be an e-com agency workshop and it's gonna teach others how we find e-commerce, small e-commerce businesses and help them get new customers and maximize their lifetime customer value and make anywhere from $2,500 to $10,000 a month per client, all right? So the strategy is we help small e-commerce businesses get new customers and increase their lifetime customer value, all right? So it's very customer focused, all right? Now, the way we go ahead and achieve that strategy is by deploying all different kinds of tactics, such as retargeting campaigns, Google display ads, Google shopping ads, right? Store optimization, upsells, downsells. So there's all different kinds of unique tactics that you can deploy to help other e-commerce businesses, again, get new customers and increase their lifetime customer value. And it makes all the sense for them because, well, a lot of great e-commerce businesses out there, especially small ones, are really just focused on the creation of their brand and product. And they know absolutely nothing about what it takes to get that brand and product in front of the right customer, get them to buy, and more importantly, get them to buy again and again. So in this e-commerce agency workshop, which you can actually grab your ticket for by clicking the link down below. You can even grab a live stream access pass if you can't make it in person. Maybe it's a little bit too expensive to travel. Maybe just not the right timing. You can also grab your live stream access pass and watch it from the comfort of your own home, no matter where you are in the world, all right? So you'll be able to tune in to the workshop down in Miami and get your questions answered, get your concerns handled right on the spot, all right? Now, I have a couple different bullet points here to really just distinguish the difference between strategy and tactics, all right? The first one being that tactics are subordinate to, as well as in support of the strategy, okay? So tactics are definitely, they support the strategy, so the strategy is definitely more important, all right? It is your mission statement, it is the purpose of why your company exists, and that is why people do business with you and wanna work with you, all right? Now, the tactics that you deploy are based upon, or the tactics that you either you deploy personally or your employees or your organization or your team deploy is literally for the sole purpose of achieving that overall strategy, all right? Second bullet point, strategy is the master plan or blueprint to help you achieve your end result or goal, all right? It is the master plan or blueprint to help you achieve your end result or goal, and tactics can be a combination of activities, plans, and resources to help you maintain your competitive advantage, all right? So tactics are fleeting, right? Maybe today, you know, Google shopping campaigns are converting real well, but tomorrow Google search campaigns or a new form of ads that they launch start converting really well. And so therefore you need to adapt. And as one of the greatest quotes goes, all right, survival of the fittest is not about he who is strongest, it is actually about he who can adapt the quickest. Last but not least, why tactics refers to the moves which businesses adopt to achieve a specific result. On the other hand, strategy implies a blueprint that leads the organization to its vision. All right, so a lot of companies out there have absolutely no strategy in mind. So everybody in the company, all the employees, never really know what to prioritize in order to move the company forward to realize its actual strategy. And what I see happening a lot, especially at these workshops, and why a lot of people get value out of these workshops and leave with absolute clarity, is because we first start off with the overall strategy and really dive into the tactics to be able to achieve the overall strategy, all right? But what you need to keep in mind is that you can't be walking around without a very clear strategy that is customer focused. Because at that point, all right, without a strategy, then you're just gonna be doing what they call tactical roulette, all right? Just like shotgunning new tactics, new different kind of ideas without an absolute clear picture of what you are trying to achieve. So you're just gonna be shotgunning different new tactics throughout your business, hoping that's what's gonna create the results. When in reality, you're not even sure what results you're trying to achieve for your customers or for the people you're doing business with, all right? So the last quote I wanna leave you with is think strategically and act tactically, all right? And last but not least, wash your hands before you eat, all right? Just a great quote that I came across. I believe it is Sun Tzu as well, okay? Think strategically, act tactically, and wash your hands before you eat. So just as a reminder, right, we got the e-commerce agency workshop coming up at the end of this month in Miami. And really, starting an e-commerce agency is a perfect opportunity for anybody out there that believes in the economic shift that, you know, e-commerce is bringing about. But at the end of the day, you don't want to start your own product. You don't want to start your own store, your own brand. And you really just find a lot of curiosity and value, and you find a lot of passion in being the one to deploy the marketing, right? The Facebook ads, the Google ads, the store optimization for others who already have a product and brand in place, all right? And really, you'd just rather be part of a company rather than start your own. There's a lot of, you know, there's different kinds of entrepreneurs, right? There's people that like to start their own companies, products, and services. And then there's entrepreneurs that just like to take great products and services and bring them to the masses, all right? And e-commerce businesses are more than happy to pay you anywhere from $2,500 to $10,000 a month, just like they do to us, when you're able to help them get new customers and or increase their lifetime customer value, all right? So click the link below, grab your ticket to the next e-commerce agency workshop or your all-access live stream pass as well. All right, and you can tune in right from the comfort of your own home, ask your questions, get your concerns handled right on the spot, get all the resources that we pass out to attendees, like the workbooks and stuff like that. And yeah, it'll be fun. I'm really excited about it. It's a new, different angle. We've never shared our strategy or tactics when it comes to this side of our income streams, right? We have multiple different income streams, one of them being consulting for other small e-commerce businesses. And I'm more than happy to share with other people as long as you're willing to take action on it and create results for yourself. All right, so see you at the e-commerce workshop. Also, if you got value from this video, make sure to leave a thumbs up, leave a comment below. Make sure you subscribe to the channel as well if you want more low quality videos like this that actually provide value. All right, peace out. Love you guys. I'll see you in the next video. Bye-bye.